This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson with Ryan Cozy. We're your co-hosts every week on Christ Together Radio, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m., bringing you information and updates at what God is doing, about what God is doing, I should say, in Western New York through the network of Christ Together, and also just through people we come across, everyday people mobilized to carry out the gospel, really, in their life. And John Micah is one of those people. You heard from him last week. John runs the teacher's desk. It was his vision that God had given him, how many years ago, John?
Almost six.
6 years ago.
Almost six.
And just has seen that come to pass and through different people getting involved and catching the idea of what he wanted to do. And just as God, only God can orchestrate, God has orchestrated. And the teacher's desk is a reality and is impacting lives all over Western New York. And Ryan, it's really exciting to see God work. I think this might, well, I don't know. If I had to pick a certain aspect of Christ Together, the buckets we talk about, I'm trying to pick a favorite one.
Yeah.
And I was going to say mobilization of just common everyday people who carry out God's mission is just, it's the most exciting.
Yeah, it is. And it is because I think the beauty of God's desire in the local church is that he wants to use everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That this isn't just about articulate communicators who have a golden tongue and can reach audiences of 5,000 or 6,000 people. And we have people like that are gifted in our region who do that, and we're thankful. We're very thankful for that. But Buffalo is, in Western New York, it's just a place where, like, we got everyday people mm-hmm. doing everyday things. And when the gospel gets in them, they can really make a difference, you know. And you know, sometimes people, they wish God would have given them thousands or hundreds of people to influence, but the reality is if everybody worked hard to influence the tens that God has placed all around them, saturating this region with the gospel is really not that overwhelming. God's not surprised by the people that live here and the people he's placed here. And I pray that the Lord uses shows like this mm-hmm. as like almost an ignition switch, permission for everyday people to understand they could do great things in this region.
You really can. I mean, your small group at church, just putting hands and feet to the gospel, going to help out at the teacher's desk or at an organization, whatever that might be. We've talked to a number of people, another number of great ministries, if you go back through the Christ Together archives, of that are just people responding to God's call of the gospel, not looking for accolades, not looking for earthly reward, looking for that heavenly reward of souls who have just reached through what they do. And it's so important that we have that perspective, no matter the size of the responsibility, whether it's thousands or tens. We talk about Billy Graham's reached millions. Most of us are called the tens.
Yeah.
And both are equally, it really is true, both are equally valued in God's eyes. And when we grasp that, number one, it's freeing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not chasing the wind, as you said. And number two, we watch God work.
Yeah.
And that's the most exciting part of any of it,
yeah.
is to just sit back and watch God work. We're going to learn more about what God is doing through the teacher's desk and John Micah, as he's one of those who has responded to God's call. And he's watching God work firsthand. And there's a letter I want to share as we start out our next segment that you're going to want to hear. And we're going to talk about just for a few minutes. But it's something that I think will touch your heart.
This is Christ Together Radio with WDCX General Manager Brett Larson and Pastor Ryan Cozy, Pastor of Missional Living at The Chapel.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy as we co-host every week on Christ Together Radio. Again, it's heard at 9 a.m. on Saturdays and 11 a.m. on Sundays. You can also check us out online at WDCXradio.com. Go to Programs, click Christ Together Radio. This week we're talking with John Micah, who is the executive director of the teacher's desk, and also the founder of the teacher's desk, as God just placed this vision on his heart to support teachers in areas that were underfunded, and maybe the families just didn't have enough money to buy their kids supplies, and just how God could use a simple thing of just providing school supplies to reach so many people. And John, we talked last show about it's just got to be really cool to sit back and watch God work.
Absolutely. No greater honor.
It really is. Well, you in the break here, you gave me a letter, and you showed it to us here at the table, just about what a response was by a teacher from Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. And you said it kind of, you get a number of these, right, on a weekly basis. But
quite a few, but this one we call the letter.
This is the letter.
Yeah,
the letter. This is the one that's passed around that kind of, it covers all aspects. It signifies what it's all about. And some of the lines I've underlined here is she says, "One of the single days I can remember that I did not have the words to express the humility and gratitude I felt for everyone who helped make this business a success." Mm-hmm. And that was, she was referring to when she went to the teacher's desk.
When she shopped with us, yeah.
Yeah, that's, and she said she experienced truly selfless acts of kindness and helpfulness from every volunteer on your team. That's got to make you happy.
For sure, it's catching.
They're actually, when you're not there, they're actually out doing their job.
They're wonderful.
Good. Isn't that good?
They're wonderful.
And she said she's used to spending her own money to buy students supplies because they can't afford them. Their families can't afford to buy them supplies. She's used to spending her own money, but that day was the first that she was able to go in and shop freely for her students, and I think it's so cool. One thing that struck me, John, is she mentions in this letter that her students for the first time got the feeling and the smell of a new hardcover book.
Yeah. Every teacher gets a dozen new books. Some $18, $20 books from Disney,
yeah.
From pre-K all the way up through high school books. Imagine that.
That took me back a little bit when I read that line. I'm like, what? Wow.
We take it for granted.
We do. Sometimes. We take so much for granted, don't we? These little things that we just kind of go, what do you mean? I don't even understand that, but it's true. And then she talks about how she was frustrated, and she's felt frustrated a lot in her job. And thinking that maybe her ideas for her students and her goals are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But then there's days like this past Saturday when she saw that others care about her students just like she does. And I think that's huge. That is the gospel at work.
Yes, right, Ryan? That is absolutely. I mean, we talk about, we want to be those hands and those feet. Matthew 5 talks about being salt and light. And, to me, if I'm reading that letter and I'm a stakeholder in the work of Teacher's Desk, I'm pretty fired up in that moment because I feel like, Lord, I hear that and I internally, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that the Teacher's Desk exists. Thank you, God, that you are still real, still working in people's lives, still calling them to do bold things, courageous things, things that, as you mentioned last week, you had a dream about a building. Mm-hmm. People can, they can have a dream about something and be like, it probably wasn't, but you acted on it, and this is gospel fruit that remains. This is tangible evidence of changed lives doing meaningful things for the glory of God in our region. Yeah. And it's blessing. I don't know if this lady is a believer or not, mm-hmm. But the reality is we're being a blessing, and maybe, just maybe, this begs the question to her, what's so different about you? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy in that moment to say, the hope of the gospel is what's different in me, and that it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And our job, I think, is in part to plant seeds at the teacher's desk for your first two buckets to help in the to help folks see the goodness of God. So somebody at their school might be sharing with them. Somebody in their congregation, in the congregation says, hey, come to church with us. So I think God's using the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Filling buckets to overflowing. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We last week, we talked, we hit a little bit toward the end of our show about the stories of things that are happening. And I know that started, I always like to hear stories. I like to hear about what God is doing, like this teacher's letter, but also just what you've seen at the teacher's desk. And you began to talk to us about just some of the special needs programs that you have. And I love your desire to develop a brand of the teacher's desk and be able to use that money to fund more opportunity with the teacher's desk. And maybe just share with us, if you can just pick one out of the, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, mm-hmm. John, but just pick something out of the sky of that you have seen, of a person, whatever, a life change as a result of the teacher's sure. desk.
Initially comes to my mind is Helen, who yeah. is our librarian. She, every book that you see at the teacher's desk, and you know, 10, 15, 20,000 books go out weekly at the store. Hundreds of thousands of books a year go out. We have a section with Bible-based. Helen sorts all the books, making sure that they're books that would be acceptable not only to God, but to me. And she's not a believer. But she sees clearly that there's certain aspects of my life that she would like to that I would like to put on display at the desk. So she has been with me 4 years now. This past January was 4 years, and she was looking for purpose, desperate for purpose. She was a librarian at one of the local schools, and retired from there and volunteered there. They wound up asking her to leave because they didn't want volunteers in that setting. So at any rate, a mutual friend, another believer, hooked us up together. And she's been with me 4 years. Helen is was desperate for purpose, desperate. She always calls the teacher's desk daily. She's there every Monday through Thursday from 9 to 1. I prayed with her. We've talked. We've had wonderful conversations. She drives from Amherst, New York to downtown Buffalo, touches every book. Every book you see in the place has her fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. Helen's about 4'9", maybe 80 pounds.
Real and, pistol.
Yeah.
And on her next birthday, she'll be 89 years old.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's an inspiration to me daily. She calls it a win-win because it's giving her purpose and she's providing help for us. But that's my inspiration. When I see people like that, when I see people, you know, I'm 63 now. So should the Lord keep me around to Helen's age, I get very, very excited about the possibilities, what he might be able to do using me. A common man, you were talking about that, everyday people. That's if you're listening here, you know, it doesn't get any more everyday than me. I'm just a regular guy, spent 30 years in a factory, desperate to do the will of God. And that's, I think, when you're willing, he'll use you, whether it's cleaning bathrooms, which we have people cleaning bathrooms. If not me, then Jim or somebody else doing it. There's a purpose for each one of us. And working together, God is glorified.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a moment here, and I want to read. This is one of the things that caught my eye when I visited the facility a couple weeks ago. And this is super encouraging. So you're hearing about the work of the teacher's desk. And sometimes, like, just to give you a context for the impact of God through this ministry, I think that's fair to say. Mm-hmm. Here are some metrics that John provided us for the 2015-2016 academic year. The number of volunteer hours that went into running the teacher's desk, 20,000. 20,000 hours. Mm-hmm. The value of product donated to the teacher's desk during this calendar year, $5 million.
Wow.
$5 million of product that's going to serve as a tangible kingdom blessing to people that are doing the work of teaching in our schools here in Western New York. The average value of a shopping trip for a teacher, John, you talked about this in passing, but each teacher that comes in, they're going to get $1,000 worth of value for their classrooms. Imagine that sort of kingdom impact for students and just dignity and value that comes with that. The number of students served. John, how many schools are you in Western New York, nine counties?
Right now we have 220.
220 schools. 100,000 students have been served through the efforts in 1 year. 1 year through the teacher's desk. While there's 100,000 students served, there's 5,000 teachers who have been blessed by the ministry of the teacher's desk. 180 schools served during the 2015 calendar year.
Correct.
And the number of gods served?
One.
One.
That's cool.
That metric. I love that metric that at the end. But
everything else is subject to change.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, but that's the thing is, like, you know, for people, just you're driving around and you're hearing about this ministry. It's off of Main Street on, you know, in the downtown area. And you may be hearing these stories of individuals that have been touched, but that is a massive amount of kingdom influence. And just the ability to see God at work through humble people, that's just incredible to me. I can't wait to see the 2016-2017 calendar numbers.
It really is incredible. And, you know, I continue to have different scriptures pop up as I'm thinking through things and then writing some things down. And I think of Galatians as, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ who lives in me. And this is the life I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's our life lived out. It's Christ in us lived out. I think you talked about that earlier, mm-hmm. John, is how important that is to answer God's call and to live out Christ. I think it's Philippians talks about how we're to work out our salvation, which means live it out, work it out, show it out. And it's exactly what you're doing is, as you answer God's call and you take on things like, who would ever think, Ryan, just imagine being a teacher in Buffalo and going, you know what, I'm going to get a big building and I'm going to get $5 million of stuff and I'm going to let people come in and take it all.
Right.
And then I'm going to replenish it every year and just let, who would ever think that that's possible even, except for these crazy, I think Jerry Falwell calls it your BHAG, or was it your
big, hairy, audacious goals?
Exactly.
BHAGs. Yeah. BHAGs, I don't whatever. Know if that's Falwell, but
Well, no, he had like a different take on it, yeah. Or whatever. But okay. Anyway, yes. From a book I read, but yes. that's a national thing, right?
Yeah.
You're like, Mr. Academics over here, like, actually, that's, just kidding. But a book I read, he talked about how applying that to our biblical ideal, and that's true, like this big, crazy idea. And for God, it's really not that big and really not that crazy, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. It's people ask me if I saw the teacher's desk 5 years ago today and what it was going to be. And, you know, I kind of did. Certainly not as big, as much of an impact that we've had. But certainly if God, it depends on how big your God is, I guess. You know, I knew he could do it and I knew he was in it. So I really had no fear. We were talking about fear in the last episode, but I really had no fear at all. I knew that God was in it, and I knew he would provide. But I also, I should say this for folks that are considering going in ministry or going into running a not-for-profit or something, God will pave the way. It's not, you're not going blind anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, initially it's a step of faith, but God opens doors. There was a Kids in Need Foundation, which is a national organization that helps kids in need with school supplies. There's 40. There was 29, I think, when I approached them about being a member. There's Feed the Children, a wonderful Christian organization that probably gives us $3 million of product annually when I found out about them. There's World Vision, which is another wonderful Christian organization that I probably get $1 million in product. And some of the teacher-free stores that are part of Kids in Need, 9 of them, I think, are World Vision stores.
Wow. Yeah.
So it wasn't blind faith. It was God gave me a vision, and he showed me step by step how to walk it out.
Yeah. That's really cool.
You're listening to Christ Together Radio. The voice you just heard was John Micah. He's the executive director of the Teacher's Desk right here in Buffalo, New York, on Main Street, and an organization that actually gives away school supplies, really. That's the best way to put it. Their byline is delivering hope to students in need, and it comes from the principles of Matthew 19:14. As they provide supplies and support and help for teachers who work in school systems where I think it's 70%, right, of the students are on
eligible for free or reduced lunch.
Eligible for free or reduced lunch programs.
And that's so, more and more schools.
It's more and more. And that's kind of the criteria of who gets to go there and shop. And so many teachers, we see 5,000 of them last year. Came there, picked up supplies for kids that they work with. It's just a really, really cool ministry. We're going to hear a little bit more from John. And I think what we're going to do, too, is also we want to know or want to help you and challenge you to follow what God has put on your heart. And what's that crazy idea to you, but not so crazy to God, thing that you can grab a hold of and begin working on and make sure that it's a God idea, not a you idea, but one that is, and how God lays plans out before us. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.
Email your questions to Brett and Ryan about anything you've heard, or just about anything you can think of. Send them to ctr@wdcxradio.com. That's ctr@wdcxradio.com.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy hosting today as we have John Micah from the Teacher's Desk joining us in studio. He did last week as well. He's with us all day today. We're talking about when God puts something in your heart, just how it transforms a community, how it really can transform a community, and just the extent that God is using the Teacher's Desk to reach so many different people in Western New York. And just some real practical things, Ryan, that we've been talking about a lot of practical things, but let's even break it down further. Like, what kind of things can be found at the Teacher's Desk, and what really happens there? Because I think maybe some people are just tuning in or don't quite understand what this whole thing's about.
Yeah, no. Basically, one of the things we're talking about, teachers get $1,000 worth of stuff. And I think people are like, well, what sort of stuff do they give? And John was so gracious to kind of, he gave us a handful of things here today to kind of further explain what's involved here.
And I said the sheet you're reading from, Ryan, is actually the sheet the teachers get each day when they come and shop. 200 teachers will get that every week.
And it's interesting. So on the back, the teachers, like, there's a teacher promise here. Mm-hmm. And the teacher promise says that I understand that the items I select are for classroom and student use only, teacher gift excluded, and may not be sold, bartered, or traded in accordance with IRS regulations. And they got to print their name, they got to sign. And then on the bottom, there's a verse that says, Jesus said, let the little children come to me. It's why we do what we do. And again, just another marking of gospel-centered thinking throughout the ministry of Teachers'
Desk. You understand that you have mostly public schools that shop with us.
Yeah.
And you have Muslim schools that shop with us. You have Jewish schools that shop with us.
Yeah.
It's wonderful that you know, the little discussions I'll have with some of the folks that come in from those schools in particular.
Yeah.
It's wonderful that they can see who I am, but not only see who I am, not reject them.
Right.
You know, give them a loaf, give them a fish.
Yeah.
And it's really, I don't know what God's going to do with it, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, last week we talked about just when you walk into the facility of the Teacher's Desk, that there's dignity and there's value, you know, just even from the carts being aligned. I think it was funny when I sat in your office at the teacher's desk, I felt like we were in Master Control Central. And you know, if you get a chance to check out this facility, it's pretty crazy. John's ability, I remember you saying, every moment up to this point in my life, God has used it to prepare me to run this.
It's true.
And I just thought about the years of running a forklift, doing transportation and logistics for GM, and I'm going, yeah, it's pretty crazy because you know how to move back stock into the front shelves, and products don't sit long. But what products are there? You know, so on this list here, we've got, you know, aisle one, bags in a box, garbage bags, facial tissue, sponge pack, a toothpaste toothbrush set that you can have for the classroom. Binder wall, you get mini binders, a poly binder, pocket folders, you know, just to give people an understanding what are in these aisles. And then John, feel free to jump in if there's something you want to point out here. Aisle two, teachers get dry erase markers, stickers, labels, book rings, three-hole punch, report covers, highlighters, medium binder clips, a 50-pack of pencils, which we've got in front of us here this morning, a 50-pack of pens, which John did not bring to me this morning. I'm disappointed in that. Fine-tip markers.
If I can jump in, every year God gives us a, and this is since the beginning, has given us just something a little special to do.
Yeah.
And last year it was 1 million pencils for students in need.
Oh, that's crazy.
When I taught at the one of the public schools in the Buffalo, like I said in the last episode, there was only three kids that had a pencil in my classroom. So I was determined, and God was in it, to give 10 pencils to each student that we served. And last year it was 100,000 students, so we gave away 1 million pencils.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow. Just as one item from what God is doing at the teacher's desk.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
A lot of the stuff you'll see and you'll be talking about, Ryan, is practical things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this is just like nuts and bolts. Like, these are essentials that teachers want to have. Yeah. in their classrooms and in their desks. I mean,
you they say the average teacher spends $700 out of their own pocket annually.
Really?
Wow. Every teacher. But when you're talking about kids in need, the average teacher, you know, you teach in Williamsville, you teach in East Aurora, you're going to spend $700.
Wow.
But if you teach in Buffalo, if you teach in Brockton, if you teach in Salamanca, Dunkirk, Fredonia,
yeah,
you're spending a lot more because a kid will come in. I heard this last week, smelling of urine. Yeah. They had to get them new clothes.
It's true.
You know, that happens over and over and over again. So it breaks their hearts. And how can you not? Because not everybody is called to be a teacher. Scripture's clear on that.
Yeah.
And the responsibility that comes with being a teacher is major.
Yeah.
Major. Mm-hmm. In the church and in the world.
Yeah.
The responsibility of training up our future. So if we can encourage teachers with core items, things they need, glue, whatever it might be, but if we can also encourage them with creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Ryan has it on the next page about gifts from arts and crafts and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got whiteboards, magazines, scotch tape, glue, staplers, gift boxes, 3M tape, duct tape, lanyards, masking tape, new books. You get Frozen books, you get Star Wars books, you get used books, art paper, totes, gift bags, backpacks, newsprint, hanging file frames. I mean, this is just it's a crazy inventory of the nuts and bolts that you're able to bless.
Yeah, God is good.
People doing work on the front lines is just really cool. And you know, the thing is also just demographically, this is a great reminder for us of our region. Buffalo, not too long ago, was identified as the third poorest city in the United States of America. And you know, it's kind of humbling to read that list the one year that I read it, because I'm from Cleveland, which got the award for being the poorest city in America that year. I married a girl from Detroit, which was the second poorest. we live in Buffalo, which is the third poorest, and we went to college in Toledo, which is we just hit the lotto. We ought to go buy a lotto ticket or something, you know. But contextually, I mean, 220 schools that you're working with in 9 counties.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an identification of there is urban poor in Western New York. There's rural poor.
Absolutely.
In Western New York. Yeah. And you know, people forget we kind of run up the tip of Appalachia here in those Allegheny County, you're down in Wellsboro, and I mean, there's just some very impoverished areas in our
Seneca
region.
Nation. They shop with us as well. So yeah.
One of my very closest friends, I'd call him my bet. There's four guys that I grew up with that are all best friends, and one of them is a teacher in Brockton, like a fifth grade teacher, and sees this firsthand.
Yeah.
And I can, the story you were telling about, you know, kids, even older elementary kids that have come in pretty disastrous is true. I've heard the stories firsthand.
Yeah.
And it's it breaks your heart, and it should, as Christ followers, break our hearts.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like John and or people like John, who answer that call to help out in just this way, just supplies. Who would think, John, as you had this vision for helping teachers supply students in need with just stuff, earthly stuff.
Yep.
But the spiritual ramifications are so far beyond that, aren't they?
Absolutely. When I we talked about the loaves and the fishes and the whole idea, it wasn't about the food. It was about the provider. Mm. It's not about the school supplies. It's about the God who provides them. And, you know, we all of us only have so much time here. It is so good to realize beyond the food or beyond the pencil, to realize that there's a God who loves you and there's a purpose for your life.
Yeah.
To me, that's nothing has touched to come close to realizing that more than doing that at the desk. And it's been an honor.
Now, one of the interesting things here, John, is we've been talking about 9 counties, 220 schools. You want that to grow, not because we want the impoverished situation to be growing, but reality is you just want to be in every school that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you've got one location. What about mobility of the teacher's desk? Is God doing anything in and through there?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that impacts your heart. You talk about, I know my years at GM, I was a union guy. I was not going out of my way for anybody. You know, I was a selfish guy at times, absolutely. But teachers, you know, think about this. They'll drive some of them Brockton, almost 2 hours from the teacher's desk. They'll drive that far to shop.
Right.
For themselves?
Nobody's giving them gas money. Nobody's, yeah.
It's for their children.
Yeah, that's...
Think about that.
Yeah.
And we have that to the tune of 6,000 teachers now a year, and they come as far as the border, Ripley, the Pennsylvania border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They drive from Ripley to Buffalo, Dunkirk to Buffalo, Fredonia to Buffalo, Niagara Falls to Buffalo, Rochester. And we just started Rochester this year.
Most of those teachers in those districts aren't as well paid as people think they are.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
No.
So it's a sacrifice for them.
You'll hear on, certainly not DCX, but you'll hear on some radio stations in Buffalo how teachers are overpaid.
Yeah.
Short work weeks, short summer. They have summers off. They get all this money. Yeah. I could not imagine in my 3 short years of being a sub what they pour into their children, mm-hmm. our future.
Mm-hmm.
I could not imagine that. And if we can do this a little bit just to encourage them, that's a blessing for sure.
Yeah,
very
for
true.
Sure.
So talk about going mobile.
Yeah.
You know, what's the story? What is God doing?
One of the deals with this is I've always had this desire since the beginning as we branched out from Buffalo. You know, Buffalo teachers can drive in, no problem at all, right? It's 15 minutes, 10 minutes, some around the corner. Some walk over from one of the charter schools around the corner from us and shop. They bring the cart back after they're done. But we want to take the teacher's desk on the road. The whole idea is delivering hope to students in need. The scripture with that hope is Christ. So we're delivering it in the way of school supplies. Those teachers that come from a long distance, Brockton, some of the areas that are Ripley, Rochester schools, we wanted to deliver product to them, like a care package of school supplies, just to get them covered a bit. They can still shop with us. We would need semis to deliver the product that they're able to get annually with us. But if we have a truck, we needed a van to deliver it. So it's something we prayed about, and something that, you know, one of the good things about trusting God is it does not have to be today. A vision He gives you may be years down the road. And this this van that we were praying about has literally been years down the road, literally. So through some wonderful folks, the Walmart had given us a state grant. A portion of the proceeds of that were to get a vehicle to put the teacher's desk on the road. And the chapel, who donated to us one of their shuttle buses that they weren't using anymore, one of the local dealerships and a couple of people that wasn't worth as much as I thought, even though the miles were low on the shuttle bus, it was only worth a few thousand. So I really wasn't, it wasn't working because the numbers weren't there for the vehicle we wanted. Long story short, we got a 2017, it's in the parking lot right now, a 2017 Ram ProMaster cargo van, which it's about 400 cubic feet. It'll hold a lot of school supplies.
The big tall one?
Not the high roof, but the long one.
The long, great.
Yeah. We got it at a place, my wife and I, in fact, we missed church Sunday morning because we drove to,
you're not supposed to admit that, especially to the church you go to.
Well, yeah, right here in the office.
We'll talk.
Anyways, we drove to Watertown because this deal came together Saturday. I saw it online, called the guy and he said, I said, you know, here's what I have. I have this number. Can you help us? Anyways, long story short, we had $15,000. True story, so I'll just tell it to you. This van was worth $37,000. It was had 4,000 miles on it.
Oh my gosh!
It was absolutely beautiful, perfect for our work.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up wanting $23,000 for it. So I says, "Well, here's the deal. I have from this grant from Walmart $15,000, which is a lot of money. I don't." Get me wrong, I'm very, very grateful for it, but it's designated for a vehicle. I need to get $8,000 for this shuttle bus. I said, any chance?
Yeah.
He says, my uncle owns the place. He said, this is a dealership, wonderful dealership. I thought it was a scam at first when he called me back. Wonderful. That's really why I went Sunday to double check. Good folks out there. He called his uncle who was in Florida at the time. The uncle said, absolutely, go ahead. They looked at our website, they heard the story, and wanted to help us.
Oh, praise God.
They said, the $15,000, and it's yours with the shuttle bus. I drove that shuttle bus 200 miles now, mind you, on Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
Praying the whole way.
Unbelievable. Shaking like crazy, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
when I got there, it only took a couple of minutes. We got the van. The van's all set. It's gorgeous. They looked at the shuttle bus. Evidently, they're going to turn it into a vehicle for wine tours from their dealership.
Okay. Okay.
So they're going to have fun with it.
Everybody,
they were happy.
Your keys in.
Everybody's happy.
A little ride.
Yeah. It'd be a whole different kind of ride. But God used it. And now we're going to start delivering next week product to Rochester.
Yeah. So, praise God.
We'll start there.
That's just
really
neat.
So expanding to Rochester.
Well, we're already Rochester, I mean, teachers come and shop with us, but now we're
going
to deliver.
Rochester.
Yep.
Yeah.
We deliver product to them now.
Is there any thoughts about like getting another base in another city like
a
Rochester? No. Okay.
I can say that real
duly
quick.
Duly noted. Mark that down.
Yeah. The business is actually the next part of it.
Okay.
We could actually we could do a satellite, but I don't think so at this point.
Yeah.
There could be another teacher's desk opening. But okay, that would be more towards Syracuse.
Okay.
We can hold it, Rochester and us together.
Yeah. That's the voice of John Micah from the teacher's desk. If you've been listening the last few weeks, you've gotten a backstory and a lot of stories, a lot of understanding of what God is doing through the teacher's desk. This is Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson, Ryan Cozy. We have just a little bit left in our program. We want to talk to you next segment about maybe what God has laid on your heart. And maybe this is a inspirational time to hear what God can do and how God can just expand the web of ministry when we answer his call. And maybe there's something that's just in your heart that you think God might want you to do. Tune in, stay with us, and come back to Christ Together Radio, because I think we're going to have some things to share with you.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on his mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson, Ryan Cozy hosting as always. Today joining us in studio is John Micah from the teacher's desk. We're in our remote studio location at the chapel. We have like Studio A, Studio B. That's because we're big time now.
We got two radio slots. We're moving up,
yeah,
baby.
Now that we're moving up, baby. Now that we're Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., we have multiple studio locations depending on how busy we are that day. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But we are just we're thankful to have, and John's phone's going off. He's got big things going on at the teacher's desk today. But we're thankful to have John here. We're thankful to talk about what God does through everyday people, just answering the call that he's placed in their life, and answering not only the call, but understanding the timing of that. And I think we were talking earlier about, John, I think you mentioned multiple times about how God doesn't call us to retire. He doesn't call us to quit on him. And in fact, being that we're sitting here at the chapel, I distinctly remember a message, and this is probably going back 8 or 9 years ago, from Pastor Jerry, talking about God hasn't called you to walk around the beaches of Florida with your Tommy Bahama shirt on in retirement.
Right.
And unless you're, you know, doing God's work down there, then that's okay. But you know, right, we're not called to that.
No, absolutely. And it's funny, you know, God is bringing this up. I think this last month was like the 15-year anniversary of when John Piper first said that mm-hmm. if your plan for the future involves retiring and picking up seashells on white sand beaches, it's a waste. And I think that comes from the book Don't Waste Your Life.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. Desiring God just did a little piece on that was a prophetic word that God used mm-hmm. in a pastor to speak to a generation of people. And, you know, it's just interesting because, I mean, I watch some people when their career, they go from career A to career B, you know, you can go into retirement, and you know, that's something that people do. But I've just watched a number of people that even when their profession ends, the idea, that may be done for their life, but there's plenty of miles left to be run, and there's plenty of gas in the tank to give fully to the Lord. And it's just been interesting to see kind of second career folks, you know, jump in and do some amazing things. And I know the book Halftime has mm-hmm. been an incredibly instrumental book in a number of folks who, you know, they hit that halfway point in their life and they're going, okay, well, I got half my life left. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cool to see what God has been doing in John, you know, for this part of his life.
True. It's important that we stay in tune with what God might have for us. And sometimes, you know, God puts something in your heart, or you just kind of feel like a, like a pull towards something that's early on in your life, and it takes many, many years for that to come through. Mm-hmm. And I think of Moses, you know, taking 40 years to finally go back to Egypt and begin to help to release Israel and begin Israel's march to the Promised Land. And so I think it's key that we understand not only to hear what God might have for us, but also to understand God's timing is different than ours. And sometimes it's
absolutely.
I think, Ryan, we've talked about this. We don't want to be too far ahead or too far behind.
Yeah.
God's timing.
Keep in step. You want to be right in step, and you want to be fully, you know, in a way, candidly, a way that we do that best, what we've seen. And I won't talk too much research, but you know, I'm a research scientist, yep. and this is part of what I do. But intimacy with God, mm-hmm. it's the key. It is the key. Praying to God, reading God's word, being in community with other believers to spur you on in your faith. These things are vital because they help you. I know last week we talked about the Watchman Nee book. And the reality within that is, like, if you are most in step with God when you're hearing from him clearly. Yeah. And the unfortunate reality is we see a growing number of people in this country who identify as, oh, I follow Jesus. But yet the intimacy with God is like a relationship where you get married and, you know, you're married for 30 years and every once in a while you talk to your spouse. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while you invest in your spouse. But it's not the daily devoted following of a relationship. And I think that that's really huge.
It is huge because people like practical advice, right? So mm-hmm. so a lot of times they'll come, well, I don't know what God wants from me. I feel like he wants me this. I feel like he wants me here or there. And the first question is, we really, in our context of ministry, have two questions. Number one, are you in God's word every day? Are you praying? Are you seeking what God might have for you? Number one. And number two, are you in a small group? And are you growing in community? Mm-hmm. Because that can provide you feedback. They know you. And I think those two things, along with other things, are so important because we... it's just to take it practical, our timing can be off. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we get a little bit ahead of what God wants. And in order to understand that timing, we have to be walking with him. Because then when doors open, we recognize them as God's doing.
Right.
And that's what happened for you.
Yeah, another one of my favorite books that you just reminded me, both of you guys, is Brother Lawrence. Wonderful, wonderful. Wasn't a monk, just worked among the monks. The practice of the presence of God. Early on in my walk, and it's a book I read annually, he vowed not to do anything or to think anything without being conscious of God in his life. Just a simple little book, whether he was doing dishes in the monastery, whether he was going to get the cask of wine for the monks, whatever he was doing, he did it for the glory of God. Mm. And having a mindset of God in his life. He said when he sinned, when there was sin in his life, one of the struggles that so many Christians, I see it, have is if you're walking with God, sin can happen absolutely. But what Brother Lawrence did and what I do is I repent and I press on in Christ. Mm. There's no condemnation. Mm. You know, you, every moment that I would carry the sin separates me from my God. Mm. Because they don't coincide, mm-hmm. so that's the practicality of it, and that's I think the practicality of the desk as well is mm-hmm. Whatever you do for him again.
Yeah. I love that the desk.
Yeah, the desk.
That's the code word. The insider word. We're insiders now, Ryan.
Yes. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. This is Ryan Cozy with Brett Larson and John Micah's in studio today. We're talking about the teacher's desk. You know, John, recently I have a friend of mine in the ministry who he did an exercise with some folks that he was leading. And the basically it was write a letter to your 20-year-old self. And so you had to write a letter to your 20-year-old self, like basically here's what you know now. Oh. What did you wish that you would have known back then, you know, at that age? But then the next part of the exercise was actually to give it to someone who was around the age that you were when you would have written that letter to yourself, so 20 years old. And, you know, the power from that exercise was pretty profound for a number of folks that participated in it. But it got me thinking for just our listening audience. Maybe there's someone out there who's young in the Lord, and they're dreaming, they're wondering out loud, like, Lord, how would you use me? If you could give people advice, just as you know, you're on, I think you said 63 years old. God has allowed you to lead a lot of life. I think you're probably coming up on 32 years old in the Lord, 85, mm-hmm. right? Yep. It's crazy to think that 1985 was that long ago. And the Browns were good as a Cleveland fan. What advice would you give to younger folks based on the wisdom God has given you?
Sure.
Can you give us some practical help for what it looks like to trust God?
Yeah, I would hope to. Somebody was talking to me at the desk the other day about that very thing. If you could go back, would you? Knowing what you know. It's impossible to know what I know without experiencing it.
Yeah.
God uses the experiences of our lives to prepare us for the future. But it doesn't mean I can't write a letter to a 20-year-old with the wisdom that I've gone through, that we've gone through, mm-hmm. Explaining and showing and you know, the dangers that are ahead. That's what the scripture is about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a book of love. It's a book of encouragement, but it's also a book of warnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and wait a minute. If you go this way, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact. It doesn't change ever, and it never will change. So I would tell a 20-something that loves God first. You have to love God with all your heart. If you don't, I was talking to Jim last night, and you know, I get interviewed a lot for the news or for whatever's going on, you know, especially because of the teacher's desk being helping educators and helping kids in need. So that's a big deal to them. But inevitably, every time we talk, my God portions are not in there when I see the article. Yeah. They're always edited out. So Jim told me last night, he says, hey, one thing good about being with DCX and the guys, they won't edit out anything. I said, that's true.
We don't know that yet. We haven't, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
That's true. So for a 20-something-year-old who loves God, find a place to serve. Hmm. There is no better life. I mean, you're so young. There's no better life than to serve your God. Yeah. And if you find it, if the temptation comes, run to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go away. It's a guarantee. See, God loves you. God wants his will for your life a whole lot more than you do.
Yeah.
If you're not going to miss it. You know, that's what I tell folks a lot, too. You know, if you want to be in the will of God, you'll be okay. If you want to do his work for your life, you'll be okay. He'll show you. He'll open the doors. As he prepares you. But don't discount the little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find a place to serve. I love the idea of Bible studies, because that was early on in my walk, instrumental, absolutely instrumental, Bible studies. But the music you're taking in, you know, I have young Christian friends of mine that love country, and I can't fathom that. I don't understand that in my life. I can't imagine listening to any other type of music than music that glorifies his name. Now, am I a hockey fan, a Bills fan? You know, mm-hmm. I enjoy it, sure. But
that's more of a, in Buffalo, that's more of a...
We have to be. we have no choice.
That's more of a curse than anything.
No, they're fine.
It's a long road.
There's encouraging things there,
no,
too.
There is.
But yeah, I would talk to young kids about that, about living your life one moment at a time mm-hmm. for your God, seeing him in the little things, trusting him for the big things, knowing that he'll open the doors as they need to be opened. And don't fear. You know, God's in control of all things always.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good.
It's so true that we as believers, I think sometimes we don't rest enough in that. I love what you said. There's no fear. Like, you can't lose at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can lose temporarily in your mind, earthly.
Yeah.
And we see that in the scriptures of, you know, the apostles. They didn't necessarily have a cushy life as did the reformers or many different people who have lived for Christ. So it may not be really, really great here, but you'll have joy.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to anybody that has money or anybody that's got fame or whatever, what's the ultimate thing that they desire? Joy and peace mm-hmm. in their life. And ultimately, if you want that joy, there's no other place to find it that smack dab in the center of God's will.
And what he made us for.
Pastor friend of mine, Pastor Dave Rodenheiser, who is my brother-in-law's dad and has a just a wonderful man of God and has served the Lord in Christian ministries. Actually, the first church plant, you'll like this, Ryan, because you know my Liberty roots, first church plant out of Liberty University.
Wow.
Back in the day,
okay,
is my brother-in-law's dad. And Dave Rodenheiser, he told me one time, he said, there's no safer place in your life than smack dab in the center of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. I mean, we get so nervous about everything.
Yeah.
And we forget about Matthew 6, where he says, I'll take care of you.
Yeah, that's right.
You're good.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, I just hope that's an encouragement to someone listening today that I think a lot of times in ministry, we forget that there's everyday people really struggling with just things that we take for granted. We forget that people might be struggling with just understanding that God's plan for your life is that you serve Him, and the rest will open up, and He'll take care of it. Yeah. He's bigger than what you think He is, and just let Him speak to you through that. Right, yeah, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Am I on there? Or am I off?
No, yeah, you're on.
You'll correct me.
Oh, you're on, baby.
You'll correct me.
Will
if
I correct
I'm
you?
Off.
Well, I usually correct you off air. You know, you shouldn't
right.
say that.
You correct me with a pipe right there. He's a pipe right over there.
No, I'm teasing.
Yeah.
So maybe in closing, what we would do? What's our time check, Brett?
We got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Where can we learn more about Teacher's Desk? If I'm listening right now,
sure.
how do I learn more? How can I help?
If you go to the website, theteachersdesk.org, you'll find all kinds of wonderful information. If you're a school that wants to shop with us, there's a web page for that. If you want to volunteer with us, just contact Robin. She'd be loving to get you with us. Volunteer at theteachersdesk.org.
I see there's a t-shirt involved possibly here.
Oh, yeah. Volunteers get t-shirts, too.
All right, I'm on
your
website.
That's from my Kingdom Hound days. They taught me well.
T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
If you want to see our history, a lot more about us, videos. We were on Steve Harvey. We were in People Magazine. There's all kinds of wonderful things that God allowed that you can get a history of us. Mm-hmm. If you want a daily thought, that's one of my favorite things on there. There's 365 thoughts on there with scriptures. And as you were talking, Brett, about in the past, just about what we go through,
mm-hmm.
In Christ we win. Mm. That's one of the daily thoughts that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
In Christ we win. So no matter what your struggle is, it's over. You don't have to struggle anymore. In Christ we win. So there's 365 of them on there. I'm hoping at some point to put that into a book and then have the proceeds to that go to the desk. I have to find an illustrator that can help us out with that. But
That's great.
Any part of the best way you can find out about our work, everything about us, is on the website or visit us.
You're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy's, as we host every week. And I'm not Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy. I'm Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy's next to me.
That's true.
Yeah, that sounded weird. So I just figured that out. Anyway, you're listening to Christ Together Radio. Check us out online, WDCXradio.com. Click programs and Christ Together Radio will be right there. You can check our bios out if you're for some reason interested in seeing all about Ryan's brilliance. Now, honestly, I want to say this too before we go, Ryan. It is a privilege. We don't say it enough. Working with you,
yeah.
Ryan's got one of Neil and I joke that Ryan's got one of the biggest brains that I've ever seen. He really is a smart dude. So don't get a big head, but I'm just kidding. Get it, big brain, big head.
No, it's
no,
a joy
really,
serving with you. Too.
Really, it's a pleasure working with Ryan. He's a great guy serving the Lord in Western New York, and I know so many are benefited from what he's doing. And John, thank you for your work with Teacher's Desk and answering the call that God put on your heart and the desire God put on your heart to help those in need.
God bless you.
It's a true testimony to all of us. So I'm Brett Larson for Ryan Cozy and Christ Together Radio. We'll be here next week.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.